everyone. I am Johnson Abamenti.
And I am Faye Abamenti.
And we are the host of Voices of Hope podcast.
Yes. And how are you today, honey?
I am blessed and highly favored of God.
Praise the Lord. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is faithful and he's good. And we thank him. Yes. So much happening.
Yes.
And we're going to dive in, you said, so that we could...
Exactly. I know our last episode was episode 46.
That's correct.
And that makes this episode 47.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A second season.
Yes, mm-hmm. A second season. And now, today, based on all that is going on and the questions that we've been receiving, and so we are going to talk about the art of kindness or generosity.
Generosity, giving.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. So I think the first thing, you had the question about that inflation, because the last episode we did, we said it was going down, and that is not the case, so that is not correct, right?
And I know, like somebody has said, but we're praying. Yes, we're praying, and we're believing, and we're trusting. And we trust that God will have his way, and God is in control. Right? And then in the physical, in the natural, we have the Fed. Right? The Fed has the full autonomy to control the inflation. And part of what they've been doing is injecting interest rate into the economy, into the market. And what they, since they've been doing that, we were expecting that the inflation will reduce from 8%. But today, we have it at 9.1%.
Wow.
So that means from July of 2021, it was 5.41%.
So an increase of 4% up till now of 2022. So let me help those that might say, well, maybe for our young listeners, right? Or even adults also, in a layman's term, what is inflation? Well, you explained it so well the other day, so I wanted you to do that.
I mean, it's just, for instance, when you have an article, when you have a goods, you know, and the supply of that good fails to meet the demand of that good. So, in other words, when the demand is higher
than the supply, then we have inflation.
Then we have inflation.
There you have it, friends, right there. That's just a simple definition of what's going on. So when you look at gas prices, great news on gas prices, though.
Yes, they start coming down.
They've been going down very well, so that's good news.
However, we still have the prices in the grocery stores.
Yes.
Prices of the used or new automobiles and prices of other items,
home sales,
you know, and then we still have the issues with people that used to find it so easy to get loan a couple of months ago, now are having difficulties because the interest rates are going up, especially look at mortgage.
Yes.
Mortgage, the interest rate of mortgage, a 30-year mortgage loan has doubled.
Wow.
In the past few months.
Yeah. So so this thing really spans a lot. And like you said, yesterday we were, you know, at the place where we store things, the warehouse where people pick up things and things like that. And we were leaving, and that's one of the conversations we're talking about, about the great need right now in all our communities.
And that's what has brought us to talking about giving, generosity, and other kindness. However, somebody will probably say, well, why is it a big deal about what is the relationship between stock market and inflation, or even talk about interest rate? But then look at it this way: inflation affects everyone. It doesn't know the rich from the poor.
That's true.
You know, it doesn't discriminate between the rich and the poor. But when it comes to stock market, right, it's those people that have the money
that have
to buy shares and stocks and stuff, they are the one affected, right?
That's true.
However, when it comes to inflation, it's everyone.
Wow.
Everyone. So that's why inflation is so important. And that's why when there's inflation, there's a greater and much, much larger needs across the board.
And then we were mentioning yesterday that even with this high inflation, right, this is the prime time for the church, the body of Christ,
exactly,
the people of God.
Stand up and deliver.
Exactly. Yes. That this is like the hour, it's like God has made it the opportune hour for the church, for the body of Christ.
To rise up. Yes.
Be Christ's hands and feet.
Exactly.
In sharing that generosity that you're talking about.
Yes.
So let's dive into it.
And now looking at a couple of scriptures, right? And then we look at Proverbs 22:9. Proverbs 22:9 says, the generous will themselves be blessed. You know, blessed in literal meaning means happy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means when you're a generous person, you will be blessed, you will be happy. For that, because why? Because they share their food with the poor. You know, now he's talking about their food. He's not even talking about their clothing, but he's talking about the food. That's talking about the essential of food. Food is essential for life. Food is essential for growth. Food is essential for sustainability.
Yes, of life.
So he's talking about the importance of food. So now, if you are a giver, if you are kind, if you're generous, you will be blessed. Because you share your food with poor. And what's the lesson that we learn from this by sharing our food with the poor or by giving? Because we give without strain
attached.
That's so important
because Christ models that so well for us in the scripture, and we see it very, very well.
Yes.
The heart of giving that we're talking about, the heart of generosity, is given with no expectation whatsoever.
Exactly.
But just in love that you want to give and you want to see others sustained, blessed, and helped.
Exactly. And you know what? We want to, at this time, even give a shout out to Fidney. Children.
That is true.
Yes.
So Feed the Children, we have been so blessed by their generosity as an organization in receiving from them tons and tons.
Freely. You don't have to meet any formal requirements.
Not at all. Nothing sold whatsoever. So we've been blessed with divers of items from them, that we receive tons and tons of them and thousands of them, from school supplies to home essentials to food items and products, and we are just so grateful because people donate that to them and they're able to plow it back to us as an organization, and we then distribute it out to our community.
Exactly.
So a big shout out, and we are so thankful for Feed the Children in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And we want to encourage people, visit their location on the web, donate, volunteer if you're close by there. They have been doing this for over 40 years, and not just here in the U.S., but all over the world internationally.
Yeah.
And they step in there to make sure that children do not go hungry 12 months a year, all through the year.
Exactly. You work for a corporation or you work by yourself, you own your own business, and you're wondering how can you partner with this, how can you be a blessing, or how can you be a giver, and how can you be generous, especially during this time.
Yes.
When a lot of needs are out there.
Yes.
Partner with organizations like Feed the Children.
Yes. Partner with them.
Yes.
Donate to them.
Yes.
And help. If you have matching grants with your company,
yeah.
Do that. They are helping so many organizations all over the world to make sure that children do not go hungry.
Yes. Another scripture in Hebrews 13:16 said, do not forget to do good, to share with others. You know, because when you share with others, it's like you're sacrificing. And that type of sacrifice pleases God.
Yeah.
So do not withhold giving to others.
I think the best place that I like in that is it pleases God.
It pleases God.
It pleases
and
God.
And what is more than to please God?
Yes.
And it is a good act. Yeah. It's a good activity. It's a good act of kindness to give, to share, so that you can please God. Because it is a heart to please God.
Yes.
And whenever we please God, it is well with us.
Amen. It is. Amen. It is.
Another verse in Proverbs 11:25. It says, "A generous person will prosper. A generous person will prosper. Whosoever refreshes others will be refreshed by God."
Wow. And imagine when God refreshes you.
When God refreshes you, that means God replenishes everything hundredfold, 1,000 times more.
Wow.
So everything you give is not given for fun. It's not given without any replenishment. So God is the one that will replenish you.
Forgiven. As unto
in
him.
Diverse ways.
Yes.
So we're not saying, okay, yes, it might be money, it might be, no. It might even be in good health. It can be in a lot of ways that God, who is omnipotent, who owns everything, can replenish you. He knows what you need in return. Because you might need something that money cannot buy.
I love that you said that.
But he's the one that can give it.
I love that you said that. So there was a conversation not too long ago that I was a part of. And the focus was one of the key things that this whole pandemic has let us know is what the priceless gifts that we have. And you just said it.
Yes.
One of them is health,
good
right?
Health, yes. It,
they are priceless because money cannot. You cannot put a price on that.
Exactly. The more reason why, you know, it's not a surprise to us to see people that has a lot of money, that has a lot of health opportunities, you know, or health care, and still losing their lives. Many lives, even today, you know, during this pandemic. So that's why, as Christians, as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, we ought to give.
Yes.
We ought to show kindness. We ought to be generous. Because even 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, "Whosoever sow sparingly will reap sparingly." Right? So, and when we sow generously, we will reap generously.
I just love the fact that, you know, this is really a great opportune time for believers, the church, the body of Christ, however we want to call that. It's really an opportune time for us that we can really be that ambassador of Jesus Christ to others. And you know, some might say, well, I don't have much. Do we really have to have much to give?
Not
it's
at all.
Sharing whatever you have with others.
Yes. And look at what happens in the Acts church. You know, a lot of members, what do? They sell their land. They bring the proceeds to the church. They sell the goods of their farm. They bring the produce to the proceeds to the church. And then allow the disciples to assign the people to distribute to people based on their needs.
That was the early church food distribution program
exactly,
in the
exactly.
Book of Acts.
So that's what we're copying today.
Yes.
Because it is biblical.
Yes.
You know, it is the task that must be done.
Wow. You know what comes to mind as you're sharing that? What comes to mind is Mother Teresa. You know, Mother Teresa
is... heard a lot about her.
Even
before she wanted to be with the Lord.
Yes. So, and she has a quote. It says, "I'm a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world."
Mm.
So every single thing we do as believers, the body of Christ, the church... We love letter to the world because the world gets to see our God through us. and through our hands or through whatever means that we have that opportunity. So like in sharing, like in giving, it's a love letter to the world. They get to see Jesus through us, through all that. You know, she was well known of serving. I mean, service was her greatest strength, one of the greatest humanitarians of our lifetime.
Service, hospitality.
Especially to the underserved, the less fortunate. And she always said that everyone can do small things with great love. I love that so much.
Everyone.
Small things with great love. That means it's not the quantity that you know you want to give, but the heart, because we're talking about the heart of generosity.
So I guess from what I get from what you just shared now is that it's not to say, you know what, when I start making six figure, I'm going to do a lot, I'm going to give a lot of money away. It doesn't matter. You don't have to wait till then.
That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what you just, you know, shared from the book of Acts, right? That approach of how the early church ministered to their communities. It's not a matter of, oh, you have so much quantity and you have so much in reserve. Yeah. It says doing small things with great love.
Yeah, I like the way that person said it. It says it's equal sacrifice. We're not talking about equal giving, but equal sacrifice.
I think that was our pastor that said that, right?
Because when you give, when you have equal sacrifice, and you sacrifice based on your capacity and your capability, and that's what God looks at.
God sees that. Yeah.
You know, just like Jesus said, you know, about that widow, you know. So it's not like, oh, you know what, because you're a millionaire and you give million, and then somebody who doesn't have, who is a hundredaire or tenaire, and then give tens out of those. It's okay. You know, give out of what you are.
What God has given you.
Sacrificially.
Yeah. And that principle that you just talked about is one of the principle in the book, The Blessed Life, that we've given so many copies away, that basically, you kind of look at that and say, wow, these biblical principles work. These biblical principles are exactly what it is. So, yeah.
Okay, good deal. You're right about that. Right on the point. Okay, so what, you know, I guess we continue to share about the art of giving, art of generosity, right, and art of kindness. So I know that you're really eager to wrap this up, because you know it's almost time for us to, you know, to wrap this episode up. So what, do you want to add anything else before, you know, we wrap it up?
I think
then we just pray for people, you know.
The only thing is just to encourage people and not only reaching out to others, but if you too do need something, reach out to others as well.
Yes.
In this time that we're talking about, I think there's so many lessons that we're all learning together as a global community, as a national community, or a state community, or even from the local community. We're all learning that together. And there's nothing as beautiful as seeing a community that supports one another.
Amen, amen. And, I mean, just to wrap that up, it's saying that what my wife is sharing is that don't hold back when you're in need. You know, don't suffer in silence. So when you're in need of anything whatsoever, reach out, ask, you know, find out, you know, the resources that are available, and take advantage of those resources. And even as we're about to wrap up this episode, we said I wanted to pray. First and foremost, we want to pray for all of the apostolic leaders, church leaders, you know, pastors and lay readers. I want to pray for everyone that with everything that is within their capacity, that they will lay down, you know, for the help, to help the need of others without any strings attached, knowing that God is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God is the one that will reward you, and he will reward you abundantly. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for today, for this opportunity to talk with our audience, our listening audience, about the art of giving, giving generously, giving graciously, giving hilariously, crazy generosity. Father, we just ask, oh God, that you will just birth a new art of giving, a new desire to give, a new zeal to give to others so that nobody will lack, because you are truly a good shepherd. Because you are a good shepherd, oh God, we will not lack. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. That's it for now, friends and partners. So until next time, stay connected and we love you.
It's in you, Lord, in you, it's in you.